If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, that portion of the Word of God that we have been studying together for some time now, the 13th chapter of the book of the Revelation, in which we have been introduced to the Antichrist and the false prophet, who will be making their appearances during the tribulation period, which is yet to come upon the earth. We have been thinking of late of the false prophet. We have learned several things about him. We have learned that the false prophet will be able to, through the power of the devil, do great wonders when he makes his appearance upon the earth. He will make fire come down from heaven on the earth and in the sight of men. He will be able to perform miracles in such a way that he will deceive them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he has power to do in the sight of the beast. He will have power, ability, to do the same things that the two witnesses, about whom we have already studied in the book of the Revelation, will do, imitating their power, of course. He will be able to detract from the influence of their witness and their testimony. Now, after he has proven his power in the same manner in which we have suggested to you, if you will look again at verse 14, you will find that he makes a suggestion which finds ready acceptance among the people of the earth. And that suggestion is one that they are ready to follow. He says to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. Once again, the individual is described as having a wound by a sword and as having been brought back to life. We re-emphasize again, the Antichrist will be killed during the tribulation and will be resurrected. Now, the false prophet says, why don't we make an image of the Antichrist? Why don't we do something to honor this individual who is so important to the world? And the people, we repeat, readily fall into the suggestion made by the false prophet. Now, as soon as this image is made and is placed in the temple, because we know from Daniel 9 that is exactly what is going to happen, as soon as it is placed in the temple, in Revelation 13:15, the false prophet performs another miracle. Notice the words. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak. How this false prophet is going to give to this image a power so that it will speak, I do not know. But if he is able to call fire down from heaven, he most certainly is able to make the image to speak, if that is his desire and purpose of heart. Keep in mind that the false prophet gets all his power from the devil. When God permits the devil to have the center of the stage in any given period, as he has the center of the stage during the tribulation, God withdraws all of his restrictions from the devil, and the devil has power to do anything that he wants to do. This image, then, is given the power to speak. Now, try to imagine, if you can, how this will affect all the people of the world. Suddenly, as far as they are concerned, this image comes to life and begins to make prophetic pronouncements that intrigue the people to the extent that they want to worship the image. At the right time, the false prophet exercises his civil authority and issues an edict, according to the last part of verse 15, that all people should bow down and worship the image. This will not sit well with some. There will be some who will want to refuse to worship the image because God has his elect in every age. So the Antichrist says, all right, everybody that will not worship the image must be killed. In Daniel chapter 3, if you will turn back there with me for a few moments, we have a perfect picture in almost exact detail of how this very thing is going to occur. In Daniel chapter 3, there is the story of another image that was made and of another edict that was given concerning the worship of this image. As we are going to see in Revelation 13, the number related to the image that the false prophet was concerned with was 666. The number that is related to the image in Daniel 3 is 66. But there is a relationship, at least an illustration, between the two. Will you notice, as I read from God's word, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall that same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations and languages, fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of these musical instruments shall fall down and worship the golden image. And you have said that whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." And we stop our reading there. You are familiar with the rest of the chapter. They were given another chance, and when the music was played again, these certain Jews refused to bow down and worship the image. When they refused to bow down and worship the image, they were delivered into the fiery furnace. Going back to Revelation chapter 13, we would suggest to you that the false prophet is going to issue an edict very similar to this one that we have been reading in Daniel 3. And I'm quite sure that all of the pageantry and all of the trappings that were described in Daniel 3 will be here even in greater intensity. I believe that the television will play a tremendous part in this, so that the whole world will be expected, when the image is flashed on the screen, to bow down and worship the image under threat of death if refusal is made. Just as in Daniel 3 there were some Jews who refused to bow down and worship that image, so during the tribulation there will be some Jews who will refuse to bow down and worship this image. According to verse 15, when this occurs, they will be killed. In Daniel 3, they were killed by means of the fiery furnace, heated 7 times hotter than ordinary, but God, of course, delivered. In the tribulation, it will not be the fiery furnace. and there will be no deliverance. They will be killed by having their heads cut off. The guillotine will be the method of execution. If you wish to know how we know that, you might turn to Revelation chapter 20 and notice verse 4, where we read, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Notice, these individuals who did not bow down and worship this image were beheaded. This is the manner in which the individuals will face death if they refuse to worship the Antichrist in that particular day. Truly, it will be a time when all men will desire to escape, but there will be no way. For in addition to the image of the beast, there is another requirement which we will have to look at the next time we meet together, because our time is gone for now.